The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We congratulate all the brothers and sisters on the occasion of the births in the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban in itself is a great month. The occasions within it are a greatness added, and we are celebrating three births, two of which belong to two great Imams, Imam al-Husayn, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, and Imam Zain al-Abidin, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, and one belonging to a great companion, brother, follower, loyal warrior, flag bearer of Karbala, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, salamullah alayhi. It's difficult to speak even on the topic of one imam, or even I would say it's difficult to speak just for Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, who was not an imam, much less to speak about an imam or beyond that, two imams in addition to Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. So there's no way really for us to be able to do justice to these occasions. The only thing we can do is to congratulate everyone on the occasion and remember them by name and try to address a topic that hopefully, to the best of our ability and understanding, is relevant to the three and pleasing, inshallah, to the imams and to the imam of our time, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif. And it's hard to pick that because there's many. These are imams, the imams of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alih, kulluhum nurun wahid. So, besides the specific events that took place during the time of each of the imams and during the time of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alih, in terms of personality, qualities, and in terms of what an imam would do, another imam, if they were placed in the conditions of the other imam, would see the same results, the same outcome, the same decisions. And so there's plenty of relevant topics and themes that can be discussed. And obviously, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, salamullah alayhi, being a great follower, one of the greatest, because it's not really possible for us to rank the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, those who get closer to them. Zainab, salamullahi alayha, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, Fatima bint Musa ibn Ja'far, Fatima al-Ma'asuma, salamullahi alayha, and the others that we read about, we really can't rank them. These are the highest ranking companions and followers of the Ahlul Bayt. They would be following them in the same line and in the same direction right behind them. So relevant topics are relevant topics of imamah and all of us. Anything that's relevant to the topic of imamah, the leadership of the ummah, and what the imams did and would do today as the leaders of the ummah would be relevant to them, relevant to us, relevant to Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. They as the leaders and us as the followers, it's all going to, inshallah, be relevant. One particular point that comes to mind in these days, in the conditions that we're in, looking at Imam al-Husayn and Imam Zain al-Abidin, while we see differences in the way they behaved in their conditions, that principle that كلهم نور واحد, and all, they are all treading the same path, they're all leading in the same direction through guidance from the same source, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're all guided imams. When we see that the source of guidance is the same, we know they're the same light. We know they led in the same or towards the same direction. Then we see a difference in the way they did things, or what happened, basically, what they did during their lifetime. We would understand and realize that the conditions in which they were behaving as imams, as leaders, were different. The conditions were different. And in different conditions, the guidance coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be different. And these different conditions have to do with the ummah, not with individuals. Individuals, the rules are given, different conditions, you're supposed to behave one way or the other. They, as imams, are leading the ummah, the entirety of the ummah. We're talking about those decisions. For example, Imam al-Husayn, salamullah alayh, rising in a rebellion against Yazid and encouraging others to join Imam Zain al-Abidin, not in person beginning another rebellion, but rather continuing Imam al-Husayn's rebellion in the form of talks, sessions, keeping the spirit of that movement alive, encouraging others to do things, having the lady Zainab salamullahi alayha to encourage people to rebel against the Umayyads more openly, as he did, less openly. These are decisions that have to do with the ummah. The conditions of the ummah are such that Imam al-Husayn, at his time, he has the uprising. The ummah consists of the people that are in it as part of the followers of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. And then there are those who are not so much involved with that, those who are against that movement, like the Umayyad rulers, Muawiyah, Yazid, and whoever came after them in the Umayyad dynasty. These are the conditions on a macro level. We see difference. Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayh, never engaged in that type of rebellion. Even in Karbala, his responsibility was different than the responsibility of Imam al-Husayn. Imam al-Husayn himself went to the battlefield. Imam Zain al-Abidin was in the battlefield in many ways, but physically, his battle was to remain there and not engage in military battle. The reason we see these differences in the way they led is not because the goal is different or the guidance comes from a different source or their take on the conditions is different. No, the take on the conditions isn't different. The conditions themselves are different.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim Majid.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.